Okay, let's just review. We know the Gemara says, this is very hard to us. We know the Gemara says that, again, it's trying to compare, it's trying to derive the idea of chazaka by sada or batim from the chazaka that exists by shore. Okay? That's what it wants to do. So the first part of the Gemara was looking at the internal mechanics of it, which we explained already. Now the Gemara switches over to saying, okay, well, if you're going to learn out from shore, the premise is it should be an exact duplicate. But you're going to run into a problem. Because by the case of a shore, there's no claim. No claims to speak of. The animal gores three times and then turns into shor muad. And what are you going to tell me? That by the case of ches kasada, by chazaka, by field, right? We know a claim is required. Okay? Of course a claim is required. So do you mean to suggest that no claim is required by, a field case? How is that, So Tosos jumps on that and says, there's no possible way. It's impossible that the Gemara ever considered the possibility that I can stroll onto to a field that Yudi claims this is, but you didn't file a claim, right? That's Yudi's field. Just sit there for 3 years and it becomes mine. There has to be some claims here. Something has to be in the books. Something. It can't be, when the Gemara says chazaka she'eni motayna ena chazaka, it's not saying that it's theoretically possible that you could ever have a transfer of ownership without some type of claim. That's absurd. Okay, let's assume we accept that. So now Tosos has to now take out his creative ammunition and figure out what the Gemara means when it says chazaka she'eni motayna is chazaka. Or not a chazaka. What does it mean then? You understand? Is that clear? I want to make sure, again, Tosos' question is, you can never possibly remotely have a havamina, have an assumption that it is possible for chazaka to work in a vacuum. There must be, in the case of a sad, there's some claim in place, right? You think, it's not crazy. It'd be like saying, I walk over to Yudi's field, I sit down there, right? Yudi doesn't say anything, I don't say anything, and what happens? 3 years later, it becomes my field? How could that be? Yeah. This way. I'll incorporate what you're saying. In order to discuss the transferring of a shame A to shame B, of transferring ownership from A to B, there has to be an ownership to speak of. For there to be an ownership to speak of, there has to be a claim. There has to be a claim. There's no claim here. Working the land is not a method of acquiring, right? Then you wouldn't need chazaka. Working, because remember, it's 3 years, right? It's just that there has to be something more than me simply sitting there for the chazaka to work. But that doesn't... No. Chazaka is a mechanism of bilis. It's a mechanism of ownership.
The mechanism is the time, that meaning it's me being there for the time.
That's correct, but you see that, right, but there has to be some usage, okay? Because you can argue why, to initiate the chazaka, there has to be some demonstration that I'm with the land.
So if I read the first
use. That is Tosos' question. It's a powerful question, okay? But Tosos' answers are very, very challenging, okay? So... now let's read back inside. So start from where it says in the Tosfos, he says, where is it? V'yesh Lomar.
I'm just getting my phone seconds. This is 2 or 3.
This is?
Top of 3.
V'yesh Lomar de Hachi Par. And there are those that say that this is...
this is the question.
This is the question. If I want to... The
Yalf is Zos. Mishra Muad. Keep going. Imkain. Nagchan. All right. Hachanami. Amazing. So Tosfos has presented a possibility, okay, a possible mechanism where, at the very least, okay, there is no, let's call it, outward claim on the field. There is a claim, okay, but it's not what you think. So let me just get the facts out. We started this yesterday, but one more time, okay? Okay. I go into Yudi's field, okay? So now I go into Yudi's house, okay? So now Yudi, right, what could he do? Yudi could protest me being there, but you didn't. Now, in Yudi not protesting me being there, there is a taina, there's a claim taking place. What is he saying? Mechila, meaning... Ginsburg, it's okay. I'm okay with you using my house. Because if you weren't okay, what would you do?
Stop you.
you would stop me, right? So we have a claim on the table. Now, the question is like this. Will you rescind your Tainus Mechila, right? So you have 3 years. If within the 3 years you come in and say, Ginsburg, get out of my house, you know what you're doing? I'm no longer Mochel you. You're rescinding your claim, right? But if 3 years go by, it's too late. You can't rescind your Tainus Mechila. But the point that Tosfos is saying is that we do have again, you got to listen to his language.
It's an unspoken
Taina. But it's a Taina. Okay, there is a Taina. That's one possibility.
Well, there's a potential for a Taina.
No, there is a Taina. Tainus Mechila. That is a Taina. It's just not a Taina like we think there's a Taina. Well, no, it is a Taina. It's just but the Gemara is saying was when the Gemara says, are you telling me Chazaka Sheini Mo Taina works, this is what it was referring to, right? Oh, okay. This situation. Okay? Okay. Without defining it. We don't have a classical Taina here. You understand? We don't have a vocal or verbalized Taina. We have an implicit Taina.
So my question...
Or just go to Inami.
Okay, Inami Yeshua. The Dakapari, the Kapari Hamaksha, the Nimrat, the Hazaka, Shalowit Bita, the He Hazaka.
Okay, so now we're gonna get into more like I would say authentic non Taina case. Here is actually no Taina against the Baal. Okay? Did you understand? The memra de chazak is over there. It says Hainu Kigon.
Hainu Kigon de Amarle Hanaflike Nani Ara Nipunika Nipanira Zabantai de Haba Zabna Besada Zil
Mina Klomar. Make it easier. Klomar. Shamakzik Toen
Ani Kamisi Sada Zil Niploni.
Okay, so this is a what do you call it? A transitive property, Taina. Okay, so what do I say? So I'm the machzik. Now I come along, listen carefully, right? I come along and I say, hey, I bought this field from Shua, and Shua told me that he bought it from you. Okay? Again, I'm not making a claim against you. I'm saying I got this from Shua, right? Shua sold it to me. And Shua told me that he got it from you. Okay? So there's nothing direct against the seller here, against the Baal. Well, there is to Shua, and then saying, by the way, Shua got it, Shua told me he got it from you. Hold on.
Does that not mean?
The guy says right over here, he says, so what the Machzik is saying is, okay, I bought the land from Shua, who says he bought it from Yuri, and I've been here for 3 years. Trust me, now, I should get the land. It should be mine now. Okay? So again, I purchased it from Shua, who told me he purchased it from Yuri, and I've been here for 3 years. It's not me, no. Believe me. Okay? It should be mine. So what does he say? So Tosu says, the Afal Gav. Okay, so the Machzik never said Yuri sold him the land. Okay? V'lo Amar Machzik. He never says he saw either Shua or Yuri, anyone, being on the land for a day, right? Below Yada. And the Machzik doesn't even know for sure if Shua actually got it from Yuri, right? Shua said so. But he doesn't have that evidence. What? Ella. Allah, right? Klomar, meaning he's saying he got the field, right, from a guy who got it from the guy who's complaining. Okay? Dekevan. Oh, Shara. Right, so why isn't he believed? The Kevish Aino Omer Shiraz Shazesh Machalos Asada Kanoso Mizeh Shabal Aralov, right? He's not saying that he saw the Mocher, right? He never saw the transaction of Shua buying it from Yuri, nor do you see any evidence of him being on the field at all. Mishumachi Aino Neman. Why?
Maybe
either of you guys. Right? Dima shehechzik shaloshanim. So since he's here for 3 years, right, the nemanos will be that his claim that he bought the field from Shua. Aval Shema. But maybe it's possible that Shua did what? Stole the land, right? He doesn't know, okay? V'havei chazaka shalobet taina. That's it. In other words, that's the point. This is a chazaka without a taina. Why is it a chazaka without a taina? Because a maksik is not tining against who? Yuri. Yuri's the one protesting, right? Yuri would be the one to come say, you know what? This is my field, right? But the maksik's not directing his protest against, his claim against Yuri. He's saying against Shua, right? The third party here, so to speak. So he's calling that. He's calling that below taina.
But Shua doesn't care.
Okay? Right. He says, where is it? Vesalka daita de maksha. So the maksha said, you would have thought what? The kevan. Now, since we learned chazaka from Shor Muah, na'amino, we would believe the guy, even though he doesn't have a strong or proper taina. Yeah. Ela toin. Right. The Yuri is saying either he's allowed to be on the field, or he's saying I got it from Shua, not from Yuri. Right? And Yodea. Right, so he has no idea. The Moxic has no idea if the field that he got from Shua actually was Shua's all along. Okay? Avalvadai. That's the key. But at least, again, even here, there is some claim. Okay? What's the claim here? The claim here is that the Moxic got the field from Shua, who then got it from Yuri, even though it can't substantiate the claim at all. Right? So we also have an example of, again, there is some taina here, but it's not quite a normal, clear taina, right? All right, so now we have two answers Tosos offers, okay? Which I think, again, I told you, the harder part about these Tosos is getting the facts down. The easier parts of Svara. Trust me, I'm telling you, Svaras are not hard. Let's just make sure everyone's on the same page, right? When the Gemara says, Chazaka sheni motaina, it's not Chazaka, we cannot take that literally. It's impossible. It cannot be ever a situation where I come out to someone's land, wait there for 3 years, and it becomes mine. That's an impossibility. So Tosos has to say, so what does Gemara mean? It's talking about, we'll call them, quasi-tainas, okay? Or pseudo-tainas, right? The first example of a pseudo-taina is where the tainas mechila, where there is some taina there, right? Because Yuri's letting me be there, right? By me being there and you not saying anything, that is a claim. Or do we say no, that the other possible way of learning it is that it's a side move claim, where like I go to, my claim is that I got this deal from Shua, who he told me got it from Yuri. So there's something there to that taina, right? I am making a claim, but it's not a claim against the Baal of the Sadeh, so to speak. Okay. This is a further exploration of again, bringing claims into the picture, how Chazaka works, okay? Because again, we know what's Chazaka supposed to do at the end of the day. Chazaka is supposed to go ahead and transfer the Baalis from A to B. Now, Tosos is saying, you can never possibly have a situation without a claim of a Chazaka working. Chazaka needs claim. Now the question is, what do we do with these types of claims, right? What is Tosos getting at here? Okay, first, let's start with the easy part. Tosos' question. Why is Tosos saying, or I should say that, Tosos insists it's impossible to ever say, we mentioned this already, I think 2 days ago, but it's impossible to ever suggest that you can ever have a Chazaka without a claim. Why is he insisting on that? Or in other words, what's the function of Chazaka? What's its function?
Well, if you say that there's a doubt.
Very good. Okay. The word of the Zman, evidentiary. It's there to substantiate a claim. That's its function. It's there to say, I have a claim. How do I back up my claim? With Chazaka. So Tosos is saying that's axiomatic. You can never challenge that idea. You can't talk about a Chazaka on the field. It's absurd to ever say, I go onto your field and it comes mine. That's not what, because that would give Chazaka, I mean, think about it. That would give it a power that is insane, right? That's not what happens. There has to be, it's dependent on claim. Or in other words, the claim, in other words, I come to court, the claim's the essence. The Chazaka substantiates my claim. But the claim's the essence, okay? But if that's true, now, what does the Gemara mean? right? So Tosfos is going to have to wiggle in, going to have to push into the situation, into the case here, two possible, forgive me, quasi-tainas, right? That'll work as claims, right? They're enough of a claim that you can argue it's substantiating the chazaka, or sorry, the chazaka substantiating them, but not quite the normal case of me as machzik challenging what it called Yudi as the baal. Let's understand what's happening here, and then I think you can appreciate why there's an inami. Okay, Tosfos's first stab is to reconfigure what taina means. Okay, there's again, this is a classic a structure of an inami Tosfos. Move number one is target the thing itself and try to reconfigure what we thought it meant. Because normally, what would a taina mean? So normally, again, we need a taina, we need a claim. What I could say is like this. What I could say is, well, again, all you got to do is change your perspective to the mocher. And what I could say is, okay, well, me being on your land, right, there is a claim there. What am I doing when I go onto your land? I'm challenging your bilus, right? Now, the fact that I'm on your land challenging a bilus, it's not from, in other words, the moxic's not doing anything. But what happens, what's this idea of tainus mechila? It's like what you're saying, I'm still with the word negative, right? But what he's saying is that there's always a claim to speak of, by definition. The way it works by bilus is if I go into your land, by definition, definitionally, there's a challenge taking place. It's just that the moxic's not doing anything, but you're doing something, right? Your inaction is a taina, right? Because if you really cared about your land, you know what you would say? Get off my land. By you not doing anything, that's an action. There's a maisa there. There is a taina to speak of. Oh, use my land. I'm okay with you using your mocha. I'm okay with you using my land. That's what you're saying. You didn't come and protest anything. That's a taina.
How is that?
Remember, what's the chazaka doing? The chazaka substantiating a claim. Is it substantiating the tainus mechila?
No.
Absolutely. Because after 3 years, he was mochel. 3 years went by. You never said anything. But that's the proof. It's my land.
But the machzik never made a land.
I go onto Yudi's land, right? Now, if Yudi cared about the land, if he was really interested, you know what he would do? He would kick me off the land. But he didn't. It's not just that he did. This is the key. It's not just that he didn't kick me off the land. It's that me being there is his way of claiming I'm okay with that. So now I have a taina, right? And I'm substantiating with the chazaka. 3 years have gone by, right? And he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. That was second. That is what Tosfos is trying to do, taking a step back now. He's trying to redefine how taina works. Because normally you would think, what's a taina mean? I mean, that's the maskana, obviously. But taina means that I actually verbalize a claim to the land, right? But Tosfos is saying, I can reconfigure what taina means. I can show you that taina doesn't have to emerge necessarily through a maisa. I could just say, there's a natural claim that emerges. But there can't be a potential claim. There's always a claim on the table. Always. If I go onto Yudi's land, right, and Yudi did not kick me off that land, the moment I go there and he hasn't kicked me off, there is a taina there.
That's your claim to the land?
No. That me being on the land is a challenge to Yudi. That's not a taina, but it's a challenge. And how does halacha take that challenge and define it as something without me doing a maisa? Tainus mechila. That is the expression of my challenge, but it's not my taina.
It's identical to...
I'll put it a different way. In front of Yudi are two roads, right? There's either, hey, enjoy my house, or get off my property. So what Tosfos is saying that in any situation where I come onto someone else's land, from the Baal standpoint, those two options always exist. Now it's a question of which one Yudi chooses to use.
So it's
chooses, meaning from my standpoint.
Right. So it's identical to...
Tosfos is saying, if you learn taina this way, you'd always have claims. But that makes the Gemara more palatable, because the Gemara was never suggesting there's a case where there's no claim at all. But that, again, notice, that's reconfiguring how taina works. So one second, we're obviously, I shouldn't say it, so obviously the inami, what's bothering Tosfos? What's bothering Tosfos is, do we really want to do that? Do we really want to go into the guts of taina and reconfigure it? Why not figure out a different case where we're not messing with the DNA of taina, because that's what this is doing, right?
Messing with the application of taina.
There you go. Okay. In other words, that's the setup in Tosfos. The setup in Tosfos is a classical setup. Do we go? Are we going to change are we going to reconfigure what taina is? Go into the DNA of taina and say, well, you thought it's A, but it turns out it's something else. Or do we say no? We say we don't want to do that. Because you got to be very, very creative to pull that off. That's a large universal type of approach. Or do we say, no, let's figure out a different application. We got to obviously modify that a bit, but figure out where taina could be applied differently. Okay? You understand? That's the setup in Tosfos. Yeah, Avi. No, but what's bothering you is exactly what I think the reason why Tosfos says Inami. What's bothering you is exactly why I think Tosfos says Inami. Because he's saying, but at the end of the day, what have we done? Right? What have we done at the end of the day? There's at the end of the day, okay, it's very, I'm emphasizing here, Tosfos' Inami is proving why everyone here is so bothered. Because Tosfos is saying, by the end of the day, come on. At the end of the day, right? Right, it's very, again, do we want to go in and reconfigure how Taina works? I mean, come on. At the end of the day, is this really a Taina? I mean, so what's his second answer? Remember, his second answer, clearly we have an actual Taina. Right, so what's Tosfos saying here? So what was the Gemara's Havamina then? What's the Gemara's Havamina?
The Gemara's Havamina is...
What is Chazakah coming to do? All along, Chazakah substantiates a claim. Good. Okay. What's the minimum shear for a Taina in this version? What's the minimum shear of a Taina? What? A claim of Bilus. That's it. That's what a Taina means. A Taina just means a claim of ownership, right? I don't need to get involved with party A versus party B. As long as I come to court and I say, I have a claim of ownership, which I have here, right? And I've been here for 3 years. That produces Bilus. Okay? Meaning, I have my Raya of Bilus. My Raya of Bilus is, this claim. I have an extant Taina of Bilus. The only thing is that it happens not to be directed against the Mocher, right? But as long as there's a Taina as long as there's an extant claim that's attached to Bilus, I can say the Chazaka is substantiating that. Just because it's not directed against the Mocher, but it's still a Taina, meaning can a Taina be a Taina if it's excluding the necessary parties? What I'm saying is, I have me to say, maybe that's possible. Maybe I could say that the Chazaka, all the pieces are there. Chazaka, substantiation of an actual positive claim. And the claim is related to Bilus. It just happens to be that claim isn't substantiated against you, but it's there and it's attached to Bilus. So why? That's the minimum shear of a Taina. Yes. Hamina is saying the minimum shear of a Taina is a claim, right, that's extant related to Bilus. I have that here. Okay? It just happens to be that the party that's addressing it isn't excluded from that. But you can't say I don't have a claim. So again, look at the setup. In my opinion, it's a very nice setup in Tosfos. Do we try and reconfigure what Taina is? Or do we say, no, there is a Taina here. Now it's just a question of which parties are attached to the Taina. That's looking from the outside of what Taina is. The Havmina is looking from within. The first possibility is saying, let's reconfigure what Taina is. The second possibility is taking a step back and saying, no. Taina is a Taina. The only question is, does the claim have to include all the relative parties, or is it enough to say, as long as it's about Bilus, that's sufficient? That's all I need.